Money FM 89.3. Best of Drive Time. Culture Club.
Money FM 89.3. Good afternoon. It is Drive Time with Elliot Danker, Timothy Goh, and Chua Tien Tien. It is now time for Culture Club. Here's a question. Would you want a mobile app that puts the business school in your pocket? Well, now, INSEAD has recently launched another pioneering move in the reinvention of lifelong learning. Now, it's a first-of-its-kind subscription-based mobile app called the INSEAD Learning Hub. And all this as the world becomes increasingly complex and the business landscape changes faster than ever. Success in the future of work requires a culture of lifelong learning. In fact, busy executives and leaders are increasingly looking for solutions that blend learning into the flow of work. Convenient that way. So let's find out more about how this app can help you incorporate lifelong learning into your busy schedule. Online with me is Swapnil Chu, who is Chief Learning Innovation Officer at INSEAD. Swapnil, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Elliot. Thank you for having me.
Interesting conversation we're about to get into, where you guys have launched this mobile app that reinvents lifelong learning. Could you tell us a little bit about how INSEAD decided to come up with this app?
No, absolutely. So this was like right after COVID, right? I mean, the world was changing. People were looking at work very differently. And what was happening was that there was a rising skill gap that the company started witnessing, right? So when what we were hearing from our clients was that we need access to something which gives us continuous learning beyond programs and stuff. So okay. At INSEAD, we started thinking about what the future of learning looks like. And we realized that courses can only fill up part of the problem, right? There is a huge, movement outside the courses where basically people learn a lot simply by reading books or articles, podcasts, TED Talks, you name it, right? So there's a lot of casual learning that happens outside structured programs.
Okay.
So what we thought was, why not take this kind of content? And INSEAD has a huge ecosystem which actually has access to such content.
Mm.
Put that together with communities. INSEAD is the most diverse school in the world. We bring people together from all over the world, right? So why not have content? Why not have communities? Why not offer credentials on top of it to basically help with that rising skill gap? And then basically deliver it in a curated and personalized fashion. So we saw an opportunity there which could complement everything that INSEAD already offered and possibly carve out a pathway for what the future of lifelong learning could look like. So that's really the genesis of this idea.
Mm. Sounds very practical. And I would imagine a lot of business schools would also be looking at crafting out this sort of an app. I'm curious to find out how yours is ahead of the game, how yours is particularly special. I know you mentioned it comes with crafting your workflow as well. It's slightly customized. Could you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely, Elliot. So there are different applications out there and different ways of learning, so which basically either address the content piece or the community piece, right? But no app out there. So INSEAD is the first school which has put all of this together, right? So putting content, communities, credentialing together, and the curation part that you asked me about, right? So we are basically incorporating AI and machine learning to basically personalize the experience. So imagine you are interested in something on a certain set of topics, I'll be interested in certain set of topics. So the app basically personalizes your entire experience.
Mm.
And your experience will be very different from mine, but relevant to each one of us, right? So this combination is what we are really excited about, right? You can take individual pieces and you'll find it in the world. But the combination is, I believe, what delivers true value.
Okay. Who is the target user here? Would it be people that have never taken an executive education course from you guys before?
Actually, it's anybody and everybody who's basically in the business world, right? So this is literally targeting anybody and everybody because this is complementary to our programs. But it's also like a very nice starting point to actually access the INSEAD ecosystem because, as you mentioned at the beginning, it's a subscription app, right? So suddenly you have access in a very easy way to the whole INSEAD ecosystem. And then you can actually start from there and slowly move your way up inside the ecosystem as well.
Mm, can function as a bit of a marketing platform as well for people who are interested in doing a little bit more. What would the subscription cost be?
So right now, the app is completely free for the next 6 months.
Okay.
It's free till August. And then we'll come with a freemium model. So part of it will always be free. The subscription will be typically like basically 100 euros, $100 a year.
Okay.
The idea is that we pay a lot for similar subscription models for OTT platforms like Netflix and all anyway. Can we actually package learning into a similar environment and, you know, help people on in that front?
Okay, so Neil, I've got a very typical Singaporean question because you mentioned free for 6 months. I'm on for that. But you know how it is in Singapore, right? If I take some additional course, there has to be some certification. It could help me in my job, that type of thing. So, yeah. I mean, if I take on something on this app, I know it's like a mobile learning. How can I use that in my own career? How can I use that to sell to a potential future employer?
No, that's a beautiful question, Elliot, right? So there are multiple facets to it. And I love this question because we're also trying to play up with this whole credential thing. And
yeah.
You're absolutely right, right? Yes, it can be as a great reference point for content, but we need more in this world, right? We need something around credentialing, around certification. So we have two pathways we're trying to play on. One is if you engage with the app, you do certain activities, we want to offer micro-credentials, which are actually very relevant in the skill-based environment, right? So if you look at the different skills that you're looking around digital work, future work and all, we're building micro-credentials around that. That's one part. The second part, which is very interesting, is there's a gamification angle. Every time you do something on the app, you actually earn points. What we call is steps, because we're trying to, you know, make it fun. And those steps actually translate into preferential access to INSEAD programs. So in a way, this is kind of like a fun pathway to those programs as well. So you want to do individual micro-credentials? Sure, you can do that. You want to do a broader program with INSEAD? This kind of gives you some benefit in just simply engaging with it and getting access to that as well. So there are multiple pathways within the ecosystem.
Wow, I sure beat spending all that time on social media. Might as well learn something. What are you observing with regard to the most in-demand skills that executives are looking for?
Right. So there's a very interesting trend. Obviously, digital is all over the place, right? But we talked about the future of work, right? And that includes, let's say, you know, talking about sustainability, talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. So these are some of the topics that we are touching upon along with, let's say, the digital aspects. And then, of course, as a business school, we also want to talk about what does the future of strategy look like? What does the future of leadership look like, right? So what we're doing is we're bringing, let's say, the contemporary thinking to some of the traditional topics, as well as bringing in new topics, especially around sustainability, future of work, you know, DEI, et cetera.
Okay. And is accessibility, is it limited? If I was in another part of the world, would it be an issue?
Not at all. It's actually global. We actually already have people from like 106 countries. So our aspiration is to probably reach every country in the world. So we're actually pretty excited about that. One of the reasons also we wanted to do this was INSEAD is the business school for the world. Why not walk the talk and actually reach everybody in the world and through this app, right? So we are hoping this will accomplish that.
All right. You've talked about some of the functions. You talked about that gamification aspect and what users can expect on this app. What about this thing called HubLive? What is this all about?
So this is like, Elliot, this is HubLive.
Basically,
yeah, what we are saying is HubLive is a series of live sessions with thought leaders on a topic. So the app is more asynchronous, right? You can go on any time and, you know, read content or listen to videos, watch videos or podcasts. But HubLive are live sessions that we will do periodically with different thought leaders on contemporary topics, right? So that's the idea, to bring people live to the session and offer a more interactive experience.
I wonder though, and just out of curiosity, I'm a teacher myself, what about people who want to contribute to the ecosystem of lifelong learning? You mentioned they're thought leaders. Is this something that can happen as well?
I love these questions, Elliot. So, so this is like one of the most beautiful parts about this app, right? We want this to become the home of the best content on business topics and the best people, right?
Okay.
So the answer is yes. We are inviting experts from all over the world to contribute content to the hub. And we want this to become a very vibrant community where you find the best content, not just from INSEAD faculty or not just from INSEAD alumni, but from anybody in the world who's an expert in their field. But the thing that we're trying to do is curate it, right? So that we make sure only the best content goes out there and people can actually trust that.
Yeah, that trust factor is so important, especially for branding. And certainly something that you guys have done a pretty good job so far. I've been speaking with Swapnil Chow, who is the Chief Learning Innovation Officer for INSEAD. Appreciate your time, Swapnil. Take care and have a great Tuesday evening ahead.
Thanks, Elliot. Have a good one. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.